Whoop-dee-dee, I'm Mike Harding here in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales with an hour and a bit of the very best of folk roots and acoustic music. And what am I doing in on a day like this? The sun is cracking the cobbles out there. I've just looked at the river. There are fish rising all over the place. And I should be out on the river with me rod, catching some fish and then maybe some chips. But needs must when the devil drives, and tomorrow I fly to Spain for the Costa del Folk Festival. So, in order that you have a programme, the little fishes are having a day's peace. Kicking right off with a track that I have loved ever since I first heard it, Four Men and a Dog, with their version of the Ola Bell Reed song that I played you a couple of weeks back when we did the special on Smithsonian Folkways, High on a Mountain.
I look at the valley down below. It is green just as far as I can see. As my memory returns, oh, how I start to yearn for you and the days that used to be. High on a mountain, wind-blowing tree, thinking about the days that used to be. High on a mountain, standing all alone, yes, I'm wondering where the years of my life have gone. Blotted out your memory. As I listen to the breeze blow gently through the trees, I'll always treasure what you were to me. High on a mountain, wind blowing free, thinking about the days it used to be. High on a mountain, wondering where the years of my life have gone. Thinking about the days it used to be. High on a mountain, standing all alone, yes, I'm wondering where the years of my life have gone. Yes, I'm wondering where the years of my life have flown.
Lovely bit of Irish old-timey mountain music there from Four Men and a Dog's album Barking Mad. That was High on a Mountain. Didn't it have a lovely swing and grace to it, that? Beautiful stuff. Great band, of course. Four men and a dog, there's five of them, and no dog. Now, Two Coats Colder are a four-piece acoustic band based in Essex. Anna Bass has got a really wonderful voice, I think. They've been playing together only since 2011, but they certainly are very assured in the way that they sing and play. From their new album, Moment in Time, this is their version of the Mary Ellen Carter song, written, of course, by Stan Rogers, as many of you know, the great Canadian singer and songwriter. It's about raising a boat called the Mary Ellen Carter, as the song makes obvious. But Stan also said that it's about anybody who's struggling against the odds and who manages to pull something off through courage and determination and working with other people. Lovely verse. And you to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling bastards lying to you everywhere you go, turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again.
She was dealt a mortal blow, and the Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There was just us five aboard her when she finally was awash. We worked like hell to save her, for heedless of the cost, and the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim that the Mary Ellen Carter would rise again.
Rise again, let her name not be lost to the knowledge of man. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end
will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. She gave 20 years of service, boys, then met her sorry end. But insurance paid the loss to us, so let her rest below. Then they laughed at us and said we had to go. But we talked of her all winter, some days around the clock. She's worth a quarter million, afloat in at the dock. And with every job I'd hit the bar, we swore we would remain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again.
Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of man. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end
will make the Mary Ellen Carter. On a barge lent by a friend, three times a day in a hard hat suit, and twice I've had the bends. Thank God it's only 60 feet and the currents here are slow, or we'd never have the strength to go below. But we've patched her rents and stopped her vents, docked hatch and port hold out, made cables to her fore and aft, and girded her. Tomorrow noon we hit the air and then take up the strain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again.
Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of
till the best, and we'll live it till the end.
We'll make the many Ellen Carter rise again. For we couldn't leave her there, you see, to crumble into scale. She'd saved our lives so many times, heading through the gale. And the laughing, drunken rats who left her to a sorry grave, they won't be laughing in another day. And you, to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling bastards lying to you everywhere you go, turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again.
Rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken, your life about to end. No matter what you've lost, be it a home or love or friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter,
Mary Ellen Carter from Two Coats Colder's new album Moment in Time. Great version of a fine, fine song. Stan Rogers really knew how to craft a brilliant piece of work. Now, here's a couple of really, really unusual reels. Well, not unusual reels, but they're played in a very distinctive and unusual way by Cormac Begley on his new album, The Yellow Tinker and Reel More Bally and Calais, which is Ballykelly, I think, which means the reel of Moore, the big reel of Ballykelly. I probably got that all completely and utterly wrong, but never mind. Cormac Begley is a fantastic concertina player, and in this case, he's playing a baritone Anglo concertina for all you nerds out there. It takes a little while to start off this set because he has to work up quite a lot of steam in a very big machine. I'm Well, that lad must have arms on him like Popeye. I mean, that must take some working. I do like it. I hope you did too, because it's different, and I love the way he keeps the dynamism of the piece going all the way through. Like I say, though, he must have some arms on him. Good stuff. That was The Yellow Tinker and Real Moore, Bally and Kelly from Cormac Begley's eponymous album. Now, I'm going to read the next bit because a CD came from a band called Isambard's Wheel. And this is a letter that came with it. Dear Mike, a big hello from Isambard's Wheel. This is our debut album, Common Ground. We're a five-piece folk band from Sheffield, guitar, mandolin, banjo, violin and double bass. We deliver high-energy, foot-stomping sets infused with fierce melodies, and we draw on a vast range of influences and styles from traditional and modern folk to create a sound that is at once unique, distinctive and true to its roots. Well, I think they're right, actually. I really like them, but let's see what you think. Here's Isambard's Wheel with the traditional song, Adieu, Sweet Lovely Nancy.
Yes, adieu, sweet lovely Nancy, 10,000 times adieu. I am going across the ocean, love, to seek for something new. Come change your ring with me, dear girl, come change your ring with me, that it might be a token of true love while I am on the sea. Now when I am far upon the sea, you'll know not where I am. Kind letters I will write to you from every foreign land. The secrets of your heart, dear girl, the best of my goodwill. Though my body you will be where it might, my heart will be with you still. There's a heavy storm arising, see how it gathers round. While we poor souls upon the sea are fighting for the crown. And shoemakers lie snoring in their sleep, while we poor souls on the ocean wide are plowing through the deep. There's nothing to protect us, love or keep us from the cold. On the ocean wide, where we must fight as jolly seamen bold.
Adieu, Sweet Lovely Nancy, with a bit of Lord of the Dance in the middle of it. Good stuff. Isambard's Wheel from their album Common Ground. And they're from Sheffield, which is where so much folk is happening at the present moment. It's like Folk City UK. I might go and live there myself, because it's always been a good time city for me. I've had many and many a good night in the fair city of Sheffield. Now, Steve Ashley is a British singer-songwriter whose roots go way back into the 60s and 70s folk revolution in these islands. Many of you will remember his debut solo album, Stroll On, which came out in 1974. His new album is called Another Day, and from it, this is a song which gives the lie to the Guardian statement that there are no more protest songs being written. A cracking song called There Will Be Pain.
Out into the bitter wind, those leaves of autumn blow, heralding the icy days of winter. The summer blooms are withered thin, and soon the sap will go, and render all those sturdy stalks to tinder. The light is in the window, the heat's behind the door, faster now those meters spin, and every time the wind blows, it rattles in the poor hearts, fearful of the bills those heaters bring. And in those flames, the truth is plain, there will be pain, there will be pain. By the torment of an empty glass, an old and weathered hand is measuring the remnants of a pension. In memory of time long past, this proud old working man reflects upon a life too hard to mention. The fight for health and welfare, peace and jobs for all, a chance for kids to learn and thrive. But now he sees the selfish put families to the wall, and he wonders how they'll manage to survive. He knows their game and makes this claim, there will be pain, there will be pain. In silken threads from Savile Row and finest leather shoes, a lucky man is driving with his chauffeur. Unto his hallowed hall they go, and when he's ushered through, he falls into the comfort of his sofa. He follows all the market talk, his holdings and his shares, hedge and ditch, he knows them well. And he swallows from his glass with an independent air, so careless of the stories that they tell. And they tell it plain, once again, there will be pain, there will be pain. In the alleys of the Sink Estates, they hear those sirens howl, amid the smack and crack of winter's fury. Like galley slaves, they know their fate is fear by cheek and jowl, and they know they'll never bring their case to jury. The queues are growing longer for the jobless and the poor. A quiet night is never more. The gangs are growing stronger, and they're way beyond the law. And the riot squad is smaller than before. And from those flames, the truth is plain, there will be pain, there will be pain. Out into the bitter wind, those little children go, in peril to the icy days of winter. With shabby shoes and clothes so thin, while in the frost and snow, Our hallowed hall is burning to a cinder. The panels in the library, the carvings on the stairs, from the cellar to the gallery. All the furnishings and finery and furnace to the air, and all open to the public now for free. And from those flames, the children's game finds a new refrain. There will be pain, there will be pain, there will be pain.
Brilliant song, brilliant song. Steve Ashley, There Will Be Pain, from his new CD, Another Day. Now, I was really, really chuffed when this next CD came to the P.O. Box, because it is a true classic, and it's been reissued by Talking Elephant Records, another great little label who will be featured in a future show. The album is called Street Cries, and it was first released by Topic Records in 2001. It was Tiger Hutchins, Ashley Hutchins, ex-Fairport Convention and Steel Eye Span and Albion Band, a genius of a man. It was Ashley's idea. What he did was got hold of a lot of broadside ballads, the songs that were sold on printed sheets on the streets of Victorian England, and he got hold of the ballads and rewrote these street ballads in a modern form. So he took the stories and reworked them. And the result, I think, was terrific. He co-opted a lot of musicians like Coop Boys and Simpson, Dick Gocken, John Tams, June Tabor, Dave Burland. And the result, like I say, in my humble opinion, was great. I've picked a track called He's Young But He's Growing by Cara Dillon. Many of you will know that the original song was about a girl married to a boy by her father, an arranged marriage, and he was far too young. And the song just tells, really, how the relationship developed, and how eventually he died of natural causes and cruel death soon put an end to his growing. Well, in the version here, which Ashley has rewritten, sung brilliantly by Cara, the girl is in a relationship with a boy who ends up in the hands of a drug dealer, a pusher. I think it's terrific, but let's see what you think. Cara Dillon with He's Young, But He's Growing.
Oh, Father, dear Father, you've done me too much wrong. You've gone and got me married to a boy who is too young. For he is only 16 years and I am 21. My darling boy is young, but he's growing. Oh, daughter, dear daughter, it's you who have done wrong. For you and he together have gone and got a son. And he must have a father when I am dead. Your darling boy is young, but he's growing. One day as I was walking down by the college wall, I saw the young men, they were playing football. My true love was there, he was the finest of them all. Oh, my darling boy is young, but he's growing. Another day I was walking down by the college wall. I saw the pusher, he was making his call. My true love was there, he was the palest of them all. Oh, the dealer springtime has passed and the summer's coming on. It's earrings, beads and bangles the young girls have put on. Once I had a true love, now I have got none. But I watch over his son while he's growing.
Young, but he's growing. Cara Dillon with Sam Lakeman and Seth Lakeman from the album Street Cries, Ashley Hutchins' reimagining of traditional street ballads. Brilliant reissue by Talking Elephant Records. Talking of which, it brings us to the feature on our little record label this week. Fledgling Records is a British independent record label founded in 1991 by David Suff, long-time main man at Topic Records, and also, by the way, a brilliant painter. At the time that he founded Fledgling Records, he was half of the team running the Richard Thompson fanzine Hokey Pokey. Their first release was All Right Jack, which came out in their first year, 1991, with the CD number FLY001. They've gone on ever since to produce a rake of great albums and also to pick up on albums which have been deleted by other companies and bring them back to life. Richard Thompson, Davy Graham, Sandy Denny, Shirley Collins, Ralph McTell, Helen Watson, they've produced albums by some of our greatest singers and songwriters. I'm going to kick off with a track from that very first album, FLY001, from the CD All Right Jack. Is the Home Service, with the lead vocals of John Tams and a beautiful version of the classic traditional song, The Rose of Allendale.
The Rose of Allendale. sun is still, for she is me in life's most lonely hour. When the tempest wrecked our gathered ship and rent our shivering sail, one maiden form that stood the storm was the Rose of
of Allendale from Home Services album All Right Jack, the first album ever on the fledgling label. A more recent album on the fledgling label is, in my opinion, one of the most delightful albums of the decade. Martin Simpson and Dom Flemons produced an album called A Selection of Ever Popular Favourites. Martin Simpson, of course, great topic folk star, and Mr. Dom Flemons, of course, one of the founder members of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, who plays bones and jug, banjo and quills, which are the pan pipes. Great name for them, isn't it? The quills. Well, the two of them got together and produced what I think is just an absolutely wonderful and, as I said, delightful album. Mr. Martin Simpson and Mr. Dom Flemons, as they are on the label, will now regale your lugoles with their version of the old jug band number stealing. And by the way, the lines as I knew them were not wrap your arms around me like a circle round the sun, but wrap your legs around me like a circle round the sun. It's probably to do with wrestling.
Like a circle around the sun, make believe you love me, mama. Like my easy rider done. If you don't believe I love you, look what a fool I've been. You don't believe I'm sinking, look what a hole I'm in. And I'm stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. You know, I got a woman, she's just my height and size. She's a married woman, comes to see me sometimes. You don't believe I love you, look what a fool I've been. You don't believe I'm sinking, look what a hole I'm in. And I'm stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. Circle around the sun, make believe you love me, mama. Like my easy rider done. If you don't believe I love you, look what a fool I've been. You don't believe I'm sinking, look what a hole I'm in. And I'm stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. One more, come on. Oh yeah, I'm stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. Pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be.
Mr. Martin Simpson and Mr. Dom Flemons, from their album A Selection of Ever-Popular Favourites, with the old jug band standard, Stealin'. That was recorded live at Moscow Young Conservative Club. I made the last bit up, don't believe me. Now, doing this little mini item on fledgling records gives me an excuse to play this track again. And I'll play it any excuse I get because, like Bernard Wrigley's wonderful monologue, The Secret Life of Walter's Mittens, it never fails to cheer me up, and seemingly it never fails to cheer you lot up either. John Kirkpatrick and Chris Parkinson from the album The Sultans of Squeeze with their version of The March, Liberty Bell. Some of you might recognise this. It was the theme tune to a once very famous TV series, played here without any licence, safety net or truss. ¶¶ Liberty Bell, John Kirkpatrick and Chris Parkinson from their album The Sultans of Squeeze, playing bass melodeon and bass accordion. If those two lads ever meet up with Cormac Begley, the result would probably score something like 9 on the Richter scale. They'd have university earthquake departments all over the world watching their machines with open eyes, wondering what was going on. Good stuff. Now, Bill Caddick is the quiet man of the British folk scene, who wrote such wonderful songs as The Cloud Factory, Unicorns and John of Dreams, which he wrote, of course, with Tchaikovsky. His album Winter with Flowers on the fledgling label has got some cracking songs on it, including this, which happens to be my favourite to some extent because of the subject. King Bear.
Well, old King Bear, he called on me when I'd barely learned to stand. He said, try a drop of homebrewed ale and you'll always be my man. So I took a drop from his little brown jug and loved him straight away. And we served each other loyally ever since that lucky day. Oh, I love that king, he knows it well, he knows I love him dear. There's not a king that's ever been as good as old King Bear. Well, I went to school for half my life, King Bear came along. And I learned to order up me pint in 20 different tongues. And I learned that a gallon has 8 good pints and a quarter's only 2. So set a gallon down to me and a quart pot down to you. Oh, I love that king, he knows it well, he knows I love him dear. There's not a king that's ever been as good as old King Bear. Well, wine is fine, the brandy's grand, and the light whiskey too, but give me a pot of you know what and I'll know just what to do. For there's honey in that Enfield ale and I love each little bee, but best of all the beers I know is the one you buy for me. Oh, I love that king, he knows it well, he knows I love him dear. There's not a king that's ever been as good as old King Bear. Well, take me money, take me car, the wife and the family. You can take away me wits for all the good they've done for me. Well, I'd like to stop and sing a song, and I've got some good friends here. But take me down to Coldbrook Dale, for it's time to meet King Bear. Oh, I love that king, he knows it well, he knows I love him dear. There's not a king that's ever been as good as old King Bear. Oh, I love that king, he knows it well, he knows I love him dear. There's not a king that's ever been as good as old King Bear.
Bill Carrick with King Bear from his album Winter with Flowers. Now, Richard Thompson's first solo album, Henry the Human Fly, was released in Britain, April 1972, on the Island label. Richard was trying to create a sort of English rock and roll folk hybrid, but the album was very poorly received at the time, and according to Warner Brothers Records, who released it in the States on their Reprise label, it was their worst-selling album in the history of the company. But many people today actually consider it one of Richard's finest albums. It's got such classic tracks on it as The Poor Ditching Boy, The Angels Took My Racehorse Away, and The New St. George. All of those songs have been covered, of course, by many, many people. So the album, contrary to what Warner Brothers thought, was in fact a great success, and it has been reissued on the fledgling label. From it, this is another song which has been covered by many, many people. Here's Richard Thompson from the album Henry the Human Fly with The Old Changing Way.
¶¶ waiting car, and my brother is town. We go where the work is, me boys, and we walk where we can, with the mending and fixing. It's together we stay, intending our fortunes to try on the all changing way. We come to your city and we call on your wives. We'll fix up your kettle. And your knives, and we always agree that together we'd stay, intending our fortunes to try on the old changing way. Times they grew scanty and the money grew thin. We worked for a song, but the money it didn't come in. Now brothers are kindred, but hard times betray. So we stumbled apart on the all-changing way. We never agreed to divide our tin. And when you're out of love with your brother, your hard times begin. And the brothers, they're shameful to see. But don't you travel alone, boys. This warning you take from me, you must share with your nearest till the end of your day, or else it's forever.
Changing Way, Richard Thompson from his album Henry the Human Fly, reissued on the fledgling label. And that ends our little tribute to another great little folk label. Now, I got a letter with this next CD. I'm going to read it out. I know I'm reading out a lot of stuff on this show, but they are interesting. This comes from Catherine Fear. Dear Mike, please find enclosed a copy of my band Daisy Bell's new EP, Secrets. We hope you get a chance to listen to it and we'll be delighted if you could feature a track in your folk show. Sean Cooney of the Young'uns suggested I send a copy to you, as he said you are very supportive of new artists. Sean Cooney, you are so right. This is a cracking little album and this song in particular is a beauty. It's called Foxes, but it's about a lot more than just foxes.
There's foxes in the copse along the street from where I live. I know that they know that I've seen them where they hid. I'm no threat to them, I'm not their hunter. strangers in this strange land living down the street from me. They may soon be hounded out by misplaced jealousy. I'm no threat to them, I'm not their hunter. I hope they find shelter through the winter. There's strangers in this strange land living down the street from me.
Daisy Bell from the album Secrets, the EP, I should say, Secrets, with a song called Foxes, which I think is a great little song and a lovely little band. Now, Sean Taylor, that great singer-songwriter from London, who happened to be at Costa del Folk this time last year, I think it was, has got a new album just out called Flood and Burn, chock full of great songs, including this, his cover of one of my favourite songs of the early days of rock and roll. I remember listening to this, would you believe it, on a show that was hosted by two tiny little pigs called Pinky and Perky and their minder, Roger Moffat. Strange old days, but this was and is a great song, covered by, amongst other people, Martin Carthy. But this is Sean Taylor's version of the folk rock song Heartbreak Hotel.
Find yourself a room full of broken-hearted lovers who cry with their gloom. I feel so long, so lonely. I feel so lonely I could die. Tell it. You
bellhops, tears keep flowing, and the desk clerk is dressed in black. They've been so far down Lonely Street, they never coming back. I feel so alone, so lonely, I feel so lonely I could die. And I know if your baby leave you, and you gotta tell the tale, just take a walk on down Lonely Street, the Heartbreak Hotel. I feel so lonely, so lonely, I feel so lonely I could die.
You know, I think that my band, the Giggleswick Temperance Band, could make a fair fist of that. From the album Flood and Burn, that was Sean Taylor with Heartbreak Hotel. If I'm going to get the next three tracks in, then I better not waste too much time gibbering. So let me just say straight away that this is another track from the new album from that young Irish band, Socks in the Frying Pan. This is How Mountain Girls Can Love. And surely the boys of West Clare should know all about that.
Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girls you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how mountain in love. Riding the night on a high cold wind on the trail of that old lonesome pine. Thinking of you, feeling so blue, wondering how I left you behind. Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girls you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how mountain gas can love. Remember the night we strolled down the lane, our hearts were gay and happy then. You whispered to me when I held you close, and you hoped that night would never end. Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girls you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how mountain guys can love. Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girls you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how mountain gas can love. Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girls you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how mountain gas can love. Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girls you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how mountain gas can love. Get down, boys, go back home, back to the girls you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how mountain gas can love.
How mountain girls can love, I wouldn't know. I've no idea. This is just the Dales here, where there's a few small hills. That was Socks in the Frying Pan from their new CD, Without a Paddle, with How Mountain Girls Can Love. Going to stay in Ireland for this next track, The Road to Rio, The Collier's Reel and The Star of Munster from Paul Moran and Fergal Scall. Paul Moran, great mouth organ player and great diddler too. Diddling is the art of mouth music. Oh, diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly, that kind of thing. And Fergal Scall is just one of the best fiddlers and guitarists on the planet, in the cosmos. And I would defy anybody to argue otherwise. The album this comes from is called A Flying Start, and it certainly gets off to one. This is a cracker of a track. The mouth music comes a little bit in, so stick with it. See, all you need for great Irish music is a couple of lads with a guitar and two great diddling voices. Lovely stuff. The Road to Rio, The Collier's Reel and The Star of Munster. Paul Moran and Fergal Scall from their album A Flying Start. Now, I'm going to play a classic track before I play the last number in tonight's show. And it's from a band called Lucky Bags that only made two albums. And this is from one of them, the first album they made, Food for Thought. The lead vocals, the late and wonderful Judy Dinning. It's a song from the northeast of England called Bonnie at Morn, and it's sung and played incredibly beautifully. From Lucky Bag's first album, Food for Thought, and that's on the Fellside label, yet another great little folk label. The last track comes from one of my daughter Emma's favourite bands, a four-piece band called Three Wise Monkeys. Why not Three Wise Monkeys, four-piece? We've got Wee Banjo 3, which have got four in them, and Four Men and a Dog, which, like I said, have got five blokes in it and no dog. Anyway, Three Wise Monkeys' new album is called Year of the Clown, and from it this is the title track, which is very subtle, and for my money implies that it's not just the year of the clown, but the decade of the clown. Three Daft Monkeys, heavily influenced by Celtic, Balkan, South American, gypsy folk music and trad music as well, played support for the Levellers on many and many occasion, and like them have written some incredible songs. And this, in my humble opinion, is one of them.
That night, the atmosphere, well, it just wasn't quite right. There was chaos in the circus, a dark feast amongst the fools. Who put the crown on the head of the clown? In every ear.
Zim, the Year of the Clown, from Three Daft Monkeys' album of the same name, bringing this show to a close. I now will leave the little shed behind and go and pack my mankini, if the moths haven't been at it, that is, and me knotted handkerchief from me head, and me sandals, with which I will, of course, wear socks. And I shall head out for Spain and the Costa del Folk, and see you next Sunday, when I shall be all brown in parts. Thanks ever so much for listening. Please spread the word as much as you can. Keep the faith and look after yourselves. And most importantly of all, mind how you go. We're all going on a summer holiday. No more working for a week or two. We're all going on a summer holiday. Just me and you.